It's dusty. It's dirty. Businesses are struggling. Residents are suffering. The noise is intolerable. Traffic abominable. And that's how it's been for people living and working and walking along the route to the 2nd Avenue subway. Romy Tomasini is only 10 years old.
Earlier in the year, they used to do blasts underneath the ground, and it'd make the whole house shake, and it'd be a little disturbing.
Nadia is Romy's older sister.
There's like pollution, and you can like smell it when they do the blastings, and yeah, especially when you come home from school.
And it's not just the smell and the noise. Rosalie Popper says construction puts people in danger.
It's kind of difficult to walk. Everything is, you have to look down constantly when you're walking along because of the construction, that you don't fall. Too many of my friends have already had accidents, and it is a big problem.
And building the subway has not only affected businesses on 2nd Avenue, but it's affected businesses on 1st and 3rd Avenue, says Doris Katz.
My favorite restaurant closed, and a lot of the stores are having problems. That part is really sad.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney knows all too well what the community she represents has been facing.
They literally cannot stand it. They feel that they have suffered tremendously, that the quality of life, the noise that we are hearing now, they hear nonstop. The blasts are very frightening. Some have thrown debris up into the air. But it's difficult to build a subway in the most populated city in the entire world. It's a difficult challenge. So they have done it trying to keep people in their homes, trying to have as little disruption as possible. They're opening a community relations office on between 84th and 85th Street on 2nd Avenue so people can see the beauty of what it's going to be like once we finish it. And once we finish it, life will be better. But right now, it's not fun.
There's some good news.
The tunneling has been completed. And the muck house, which was all the debris that they were taking out of the tunnel, is now closed down.
And that's why the Congresswoman held a news conference on 72nd Street and 2nd Avenue where the muck house was torn down. She says the one on 69th Street will be next. Maloney issued a scorecard, the fourth she's issued on the progress for the 2nd Avenue subway. She gave good marks for the merit of the project and the economic benefits.
The minute we get all these muck stations down and all this debris off the street, the property values will rise for the residents on 2nd Avenue and for the entire city because it'll be more livable and the quality of life will be better here in our great city.
Maloney says the project brought 16,000 well-paying jobs to the city and state and has a $1.59 return on each dollar invested. And she says it's the largest construction project in the country.
And the FTA has rated it the most important mass transit project in our country. They predict on day one it will move over 200,000 of our residents and commuters through the 2nd Avenue subway and will provide much needed relief to the most overcrowded subway system in the entire world, which is the good old Lexington Avenue subway.
The MTA first broke ground for the 2nd Avenue subway in 2007, but it's a project that was conceived back in 1929. It's a long time in the making, and the project faced many delays. But the Congresswoman says she's going to stay on it to make sure the project stays on track. She gave poor ratings to the MTA for not mitigating the impact of the construction, air quality, poor signage, poor visibility of traffic lights, narrowed sidewalks. These all continue to be problems.
I would add rats to the list of things that could use some help and improvement.
Councilwoman Jessica Lappin represents the Upper East Side.
Obviously, the blasting hasn't helped. Having the muck houses hasn't helped. And making sort of new pickup and drop-off locations has been a little bit difficult. But we have to make sure that we are working with businesses and residents to get trash picked up in a timely manner. making sure that it can be picked up, that they can physically get to the garbage, particularly on these hot summer days, so that we're trying to reduce the number of rats that are out there.
In recognition of progress in building phase one of the Second Avenue subway, Congresswoman Maloney gave the MTA an overall B+, up from a B on the last report card released in 2011. But Karen Martin, visiting her mom here on the Upper East Side, sums it all up.
It seems pretty, you know, annoying, the noise, the sidewalks. Yeah, it's been pretty inconvenient. I can't imagine living here.
Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.